This last story is going to be primarily in the form of a dedication, dedicated to all the people who have been a part of my life, who have supported me, mentored me, been patient with me, all the things that we do for each other. So I'd like to begin with a statement. The delicate balance is where and when the magic happens. The longer I live, the more I have come to value this simple principle. The path we sojourn during the arc of our life and times has many forks. Each fork represents a choice. Some forks decrease the options we can choose from in the future, while other forks can increase the options we can choose from in the future. The secret key is what I call our choice of first magnitude, our standard of measure. We choose our treasure. While some individuals cast about attempting to fill their lives up, others seek to live a full life. For my journey, I considered whether or not to seek a mate or live a life of solitude, focusing solely on my chosen discipline. I wished to be true to myself while not cheating myself or others of a loving and fulfilling life experience. This presented a dilemma. Could I strike a balance between being a loving mate, a devoted father, and a disciplined seeker of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom? The middle road would be strewn with compromise, and without understanding and support, the journey would be impossible. The path I have traveled has been possible only because of my lovely wife and our cherished children. It is because of them and my extended family and friends that my cup runneth over with treasured memories. I often share with others that my wife tamed me without breaking me. I question if I will ever be able to express to her how much sharing our life together with our children and our extended family of kin has meant to me, or her understanding and support while I pursued my creative endeavors has endeared her to me. But I will spend the rest of my life trying. In closing, I heard of a scene from one of the Marvel movies that rings true. The hero appears behind the villain and says, "I have something you will never have." The villain responds, "What's that?" The hero answers, "Enough." Thank you.